Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so we had a couple, actually quite a few polls up. So I'm not sure if we had one about Hugh and his rugby era. I can't believe we found this out today. What did you do again?
I did, Seven Nations?
Seven Nations.
Seven Nations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but you also did something with dancing, the Irish step dancing?
Yeah, I would learn how to Irish step. That's no joke either.
Can you still do it?
Nah.
I mean, we're on YouTube if you want to.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. We had a couple polls up today. Number one, is the tush push the Eagles' identity? No at 80%. I agree with that. It's not at their identity. Kyle believes it is. Who's the best hitter on the Phillies, Schwarber or Harper? 74% for Kyle Schwarber.
Because they're in the moment. People are in the moment. And right now, Schwarber's that dude.
He is. And he's been that dude for a year now. For a year, he's been the best hitter on the Phillies. What's your gut feel on the tush push vote? It's gone or it's going to stay? 65% say it is gone here. And then who won, Jolly versus Chilio? Right now, Jolly in the lead. I always lose the vote. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I do. I always lose the vote. That's just the way it goes, and that's fine. Jolly, if you believe Jolly won, he certainly deserves your vote. If you believe I won, you probably vote for Jolly anyway. Jolly winning this thing, 65%. I do think part of it is I'm fighting an uphill battle. A lot of people are scared, like Jolly, of putting Painter in the bullpen because he might get hurt. I'm not afraid of that. He's 2 years moved off of Tommy John. All right. Before we get to Nick Sirianni and his press conference, first one since getting paid. You think we get a brand new Sirianni, or is he the same guy?
Oh, he got to get brand new. He got more money in his pocket. You get brand new. It's okay.
Mm-mm.
You get brand new.
No, I can't.
I disagree.
Have new.
I disagree that he should act brand new.
I need him to be the same
because we want
we got that newfound money.
We're just done winning, I guess. And
no, he wants to still win, but he got that newfound money. No,
but
sometimes, brand new.
But Hugh, like sometimes that takes away from where your head's at.
Yep.
Like,
no,
you made this. You said this about Jalen when he got paid.
No, it was inevitable.
Well,
but what happened then? We lost.
I want it to be. Well, I want it to be avoidable.
But see, here's the difference between Coach Sirianni and Jalen. We have checks and balances for Coach Sirianni's stupidity, named Big Dom. Like Big Dom is the equalizer in this situation.
Is he going to be caught making fourth down decisions?
Big Dom coaches. Big Dom making moves.
Fourth down decisions.
Well, Big Dom has been in the coach staff for like a year, so
he's not coaching.
Joe, Kyle, have you seen it? Have you been watching on the sideline?
Yeah, he's not coaching. I have.
But Dom has
yeah.
a headset.
Okay. That's wonderful.
He has veto power.
Listening
to
Taylor Swift.
Hold on a second. He has veto power over what?
I'm making all of this up. But the fact that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad we could admit that.
Like, I've gotten to the point now that when I say certain things and it irritates y'all, I just like to see y'all irritated.
Yeah, you lean into it. I know he's not coaching. You didn't fool me for a second.
Okay. Here's the worst part. Perception becomes reality. Headset. I know, but people are going to pick out one little thing that hurts today. Someone's going to go back into work. Someone's on their lunch break, and they're like, you know what I heard you say on the air? Big Dom is veto power over place.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just like the fact that...
You're poisoning minds in the Delaware Valley.
You're right. I need to stop. You're right. I
can see the Pro Football Talk article.
Sorry. You're right.
Former Eagle, Big Dom has veto power on the sidelines.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Because it could turn into
you're an Eagles Hall of
you
Famer.
You are messy, man.
You're so messy.
I am so messy.
This is hurting your status as an Eagles great.
Y'all want to see how messy. Y'all better not go to my Twitter, dude.
What'd you do now? It's another Joy Taylor thing.
No, I didn't. No, I left that one alone. It was out of my league, dog. I can't, you know what I mean? It was
just too much. She's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, but I was thinking, I saw Al the other day, right? We were at the golf tournament. We did the Stateside, the golf tournament. And I said, Al, thought about you the other day. And he was like, what do you mean? Al used to always tell, don't hunt what you can't kill. So, you know, the whole Joy Taylor thing when she said, 25 to 70?
Yeah.
And then, you know.
You're out?
It's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
I don't think you're in that age range.
Well.
Yeah, but okay. He's closer to the top of the range than the bottom.
But no, let's be honest.
She put it at 70.
But let's be honest, man. Let's be honest about that. And I am happy that Joy Taylor is leaning into whatever it is that she's leaning into. She's leaning into her sexuality. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I say that with all sincerity. But at the same time, 25-70, now we all know what that age range means in that age demographic. I mean, you know, the 25, I'm not in that spectrum.
Very close.
But I'm closer to
hold on. But wait a minute.
No, because that's the back-to-backs. The 25, them the back-back.
I think we'd have to ask what the cutoff point is for back-to-backs.
No, but I'm just saying the 25, that's probably about in the late 30s. But the 70 group, is the sugar daddy.
Yeah, there's no
that's
back
the zaddy group.
There might not
you know
even
what I mean?
Back, yeah.
That's the sponsor group. I'm in the sponsor group. And I'm not trying to be a sponsor.
But hold on, because if I'm looking to buy something and I set my budget as $50 to $200,
we lost Joe.
I'm willing to buy something that's $150.
Joe. We lost Joe. Hey, listen.
But why are you eliminating yourself from the range when that's the range?
Because we've already established two things on this show. I'm frugal. And I'm frugal. And when she's saying 25 to 70, I'm skewing more of in the zaddy range. And in the zaddy range,
she
that
put
means,
the limit at 70. I mean, you're within that.
That's
you're
bread like, breaking. That, I ain't
but
trying
you're
to,
like
to, you know, that's vacation. That's on Yakutus.
You think it's going to cost you more money being closer to 70?
I think what Hugh's saying is he doesn't have the energy of the 25-year-old. He doesn't want to spend the money like the 7-year-old. He doesn't fit either of those
range.
What?
You know what? Joe reads me so well. Yeah. Joe, no.
He doesn't have what he needs to be 25. Yo, he doesn't want to spend what he needs to be 70.
That's what I'm saying.
Too
I don't have
for the
energy.
Spunk and too frugal.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not in the sweet spot anymore.
All right.
I'm not that virile Thundercat that I used to be.
Basically, he's saying he's frugal and kind of old now, and it's over. I mean, that's
you know what I'm saying? And so that's why when I thought about those words that Al used to say.
It's good advice.
Don't hunt what you can't kill.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll just admire from afar.
And
you know what I mean?
And just lather
stay
Vaseline
in
on
my
me.
Lane. Have a, you know, hang out, you know, in my area, in my circle.
What's your area?
whatever that is.
I don't know if I want to know. Don't want
to
know.
Whatever my circle is. But boy, 25 to 70, that's a hell of a range. So
yeah, you really long thought
no,
this.
But I just realized what it is she was saying. I mean, she basically that's what she was saying.
Sometimes you got to read between the lines, Kyle.
And I think that's fair.
There's benefits to both. And like I said, I'm not mad at her because she can do. I mean, she's in her sweet spot. So, I mean, hey, I'll just admire from afar.
All right, from that to Neil Northeast talking about Jolly being right. What's up, Neil?
He wasn't ready.
He's not ready.
He's not ready.
What do you think Neil's doing?
Listening to these
Tough day on the phones today.
It's not. It's been. Yeah. Maybe it's our fault. Maybe it's Neil's.
I'll take the L.
Neil back on hold. Jerry is up on WIP. What's up, Jerry? Jerry.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
How we doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad, man. I thought I had huge clues. I was thinking his favorite spot, Bass Pro Shop. But I'm like, man, do they have a food court in there? And I started thinking, I'm like, never thought of Costco.
Yeah,
but,
well, those $1.50 glizzies. I mean, it's tough to.
Yeah, you ain't no glizzy.
The $1.50 glizzy. So, I don't know about the debate. It was pretty good. I thought Johnny was going to fly off the handle more, but I.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I agree with you, Joe, because I didn't think you're going to hurt anything. I mean, come on. He's been pitching all his life. Just because they had Tommy John surgery, if we're trying to win a World Series, you got a guy coming out of the bullpen throwing a couple innings. He's not, like you said, he's not going to pitch that many games in the playoffs anyway.
Right. And look, Jerry, if he had the surgery last year, that'd be different, because then I'd be worried about, you know.
It's been, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, July is 2 years post-surgery. He's fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't see if anybody should go to the bullpen. It'll be either Binoa or freaking Ranger. You know, those two, or maybe the boy they brought up the other day to pitch that one game, who pitched a hell of a game.
Mick Abel, he was awesome.
Yeah, he did a great job, I'll tell you what. And the toast push, I think we're going to be cooked on that one, but All I want to know, I hope they pull the Buddy Ryan thing the Buddy did to Dallas and just run the score up on everybody they're beating and just keep scoring and scoring and shoving square up the freaking teams and NFL asses about this thing. Because it is, it's such a shame how bad the NFL looks when you got teams crying about a play that one team perfected and then they want to take it away. Because we won.
It's sour grapes, Jerry. That's what it is. And it's Goodell, who's a big baby, out to get the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the biggest baby of all. So, all right, fellas. I'll see you on Friday. I'll be going home, baby. I'm going to Chickies and Peace. Yay!
All right, Jerry.
All right, guys. All right.
There it is. Jerry's going to be Chickies on Friday. Good job, Jerry. We appreciate the phone call. He's going to come home. I don't know where Jerry is. I mean, I guess he's on his route. He's doing his thing. He said coming home. I didn't know he wasn't here. When people call us on the road, I don't know where they are.
Well, if you're the truck horn guy, then...
No, I know, but he could be anywhere.
That's right.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he's passing to Buc-ee's right now.
Buc-ee's.
You know, I feel like he would have mentioned that.
Probably.
I'm going to go to Buc-ee's in about, what, a month?
So we never fully got to... I think we had to go to a quick break. What did you end up getting at Costco, and what did you go in there for?
I went in there to get some protein because you know it's shred season, so you know you get your protein. So
like protein powders or food?
No, the food. Like food. I got some... They had the beef skewers. Mm-hmm. They had some of those. Got a deal on those. Got two packs of those. And then got some chicken. Got some beef and chicken, some vegetables. And it was just overwhelming. It was a lot of people in Costco.
Costco's the place to be.
A lot of people. And they're rude. They don't like to get out the way. And they like to just hover in the middle of the lane their cart.
Oh, Costco is a problem. Yeah.
Hit them with my nicest black person voice. I said, and I, you know.
Are you going to imitate it right now?
Excuse me, because you got to, you know, as a bigger black dude, you got to try to present as not, you know.
You can't give me yo.
Aggressive. You can't be overly aggressive, because I could have hit it with yo, excuse me, but I didn't do that. Excuse me, please. And they still didn't move. So then I had to drop the octave.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
Did they hear that?
I just started out, Joe. The first way I did it. Because I'm trying to be nice.
It's almost like the dad said, don't make me raise my voice.
Yeah, but they don't hear that. Yeah. And it's, you know, you have the people in there that I guess they think that for whatever reason you're about to grab the same thing that they're about to grab. And it's a bad look. They get a little bit of the feelings a little bit. So, yeah, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So I had that going on and the people not getting out the way. So I got what I needed. I saw a TV. That had a really good price.
I got a TV at Costco recently. Great price.
I was like, but do I need it? See, that's what it is. That's why I get overwhelmed. Because it's like, oh, that's a good price. Then you had a conversation. Do you need a TV, though? What are you going to do with it? You already got a TV.
But it's good value. You just got to get it.
And I looked for a coffee maker. They didn't have one of those. Because I wanted to get a K-cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to.
They didn't have everything.
They didn't have a K-cup. But wow. It all depends on when you go into the store. Because the inventory is always changing. Yeah. Saw some golf pants.
You get
thought
some?
About, I thought about it,
we
but they got, didn't have
we,
my...
We have two outings to go to in the next couple weeks.
They did not have my size.
Yeah.
Because I, you know...
They
like,
skew
even
a lot
though,
of... I'd say Costco has mostly XLs. Yeah. That's where they kind of...
You know,
sweet spot.
To put, and everybody's XL is not cut as generous as some people. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful because you don't want to be sitting around looking like David Lee Roth did when they had that picture that was going around viral.
Oh, boy, the comment section there.
Boy, I tell you, the comment. You saw that? God, did I send you that picture?
No. He
sent it to the group chat.
Yeah, David Lee Roth was on stage.
Yeah, unfortunately, I went to the comment section after he said that.
Your algorithm is about to be toast.
It's a mess.
But you know what the best part about me sending you guys pictures? Is when Joe gets messy and he starts sending them back.
This is why my algorithm's still clean is because I don't click on the stuff half the time.
No. I try to avoid it.
So hold up, what do you do? You'd be like, oh, hell, this is huge.
I headline read.
No, I dive right in and then my algorithm's toast for 2 weeks. It's just ridiculous.
See, I've been saving y'all though because I sent y'all half the stuff. That my algorithm that I've been seeing lately.
Yeah, that's not for work. 215-592-9490. If you're listening, 94 WIP HT1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Kick Studios as we await.
He's not even close to brand new. He's the same guy.
Same late Sirianni to his press conference.
15 minutes late. It's so annoying. I'm sorry.
This is the one.
You know what I'm saying? But when you get paid, you got to lean into it. He ain't coming back. He's about 10 more minutes late.
Now, this is the one needle in the haystack of Kyle loving Nick Sirianni.
It really is.
Is that he's consistently late to his press conferences. Maybe he signed that contract. Maybe he's literally signing it right now. And he's going to come out just throwing cash everywhere.
There's
he's
no excuse. Totally get to brand the presser new. On time.
Totally brand new. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Yo, man. You and Jolly, man. That needs to be some type of annual thing. Once a week. Once a month, something, man. Y'all,
more than annual.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I have the energy for once a week, Jay. That's a whole
They start out civil, and then it just goes off the rails. It's really interesting.
That's literally 0 to 100 right there. Like they go, you're right. Like they're so polite to each other at first, and then by the end of it, you know, they're just holding back. So I love it. But I do got to agree with Joe. Jolly made some good points. But man, we can't be scared. Like he's 2 years removed, man. You got like bring the young fella up at this point, man. And you know we need him. We can use him. So I'm all for him being a reliever, man. I think it makes a whole lot of sense. And he gets a taste of some real action in the postseason. That would be great for him. And then he can next year go back to being a starter. I think you got it right, Joe. That's what we need to do.
Well, I hope they listen. I'm not sure if they will. I think they're holding out, and they don't want to have to do this. But they might change their mind, Jay. We'll see what happens when we get to August. All right, Jay, what do you got on the tush push?
They're definitely going to get rid of it. Hey, man, look, men with that type of money and power, when they push for things, they normally get what they want. And they're pushing this. You know, they let us know, like, we're not leaving this alone until we get what we want. So that leads me to believe that, you know, they're going to ban it, you know. But hopefully it's just a rallying cry for the team. I think we got the perfect coach. I don't know about X's and O's with Nick Sirianni, but you talk about a dude who motivates and gets guys to follow, that's Nick Sirianni. So now he's got a rallying cry. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and bend our tush push, and we're just going to run Saquon and Dylan down y'all faces, right over your faces. The whole NFC East, I love it.
Well, and they will. They will definitely use it as a rallying cry. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. Jay just brought my thoughts to something. Hugh, do you think this actually is going to become a good thing for the Eagles?
As far as like, the motivation?
Let's go under the premise they banned it, because you and I both think this thing is gone. Could they spin it as a good thing? Or are you like, yeah, it's not good because we just lost our most successful play?
Well, I think they want to keep it because it's something that they, you know, innovated. Mm. And it's something that they're really, really good at. But I also feel like they kind of felt for years that this might be the case. So there's going to be something off of it. There's going to be, you know, something similar to the tush push. Because all you're talking about in this is the lineup. You don't like the push.
That's what's going to be banned. The push.
But how are you going to stop the lineup? Say, for instance, you put the white gorilla back there. What you call him? The white rhino.
Vanilla gorilla.
Okay. My fault. Vanilla white, same thing.
You said everything but the actual name.
And you know,
the vanilla and white aren't the same.
I don't want
to. I'm a white guy. I'm not a vanilla guy.
Sort of vanilla. Not, well, I guess it all depends on what you're saying. I'm trying to get out of this.
Interchangeable. No, you're buried yourself a Tyler Hero thing.
In this racial climate, I don't want
to. I'll do it. If I say all vanilla people, people are like, what are you talking about, vanilla? But I say all white people, people left.
But see, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about white chocolate.
People vanilla ice.
Who was his name? I was thinking about white chocolate and vanilla ice. It was a fusion of both of them.
I mean, he wouldn't be the vanilla gorilla if he wasn't a white guy. We can be honest.
But yeah. It's not a typical interchangeable thing.
Well,
you want to make it that way? I mean, I'm good with whatever we want to do.
Too. I mean, all vanilla is the color white.
And
white people are often referred to as vanilla.
But vanilla bean and vanilla could have a different hue.
Since we are having this, conversation, since we're having this conversation,
let's continue to expound.
Can I introduce the angry Africans? Can I reintroduce that?
We told you no.
I'm saying, but we're here.
That's where Joe and I have to put our feet down.
Now you're going
to
get angry vanillas in here, all right?
We can address the vanilla
thing. Wait a minute, and not the angry vanillas. What are we doing? I'm just saying, since we've come to this racial impasse.
We have not come to a racial impasse.
No, I'm saying, but we're in a good place. We're right here in the show, we're in a good place.
We are.
Can I introduce the angry African?
No.
Okay, fine. I just...
Joe and I can't... We can't walk with
this
you there.
This is a solo thing. This is just a you thing.
Okay.
We can get on board with calling us vanilla.
How about this? You know what we're going to do? When we do our shows from Eagle Training Camp, if we have Aziz Ojulari...
We can ask him.
Ask him if he... If
we can say angry African.
Well, no, you could ask. I want you to ask two questions. Okay, one, can you say it? And then you look at me and point to me and say, can Joe say it too?
All right, we can do that.
And I'm not saying I'm going to listen when he says it's okay, but I will take it under consideration.
Okay.
But he'll probably look at you like, nah, this guy's not allowed to say that. Get him out of here. Let's go to Mike in Medford. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to direct some attention to the faulty reasoning. Saying the tush push is causing injuries. I played football for 8 years, and I think the momentum of a handoff to a back line is more prone to an injury than the tush push. There's no handoff. There's no momentum like that. There's only the push from behind. I was playing one time, and a guy got really hurt on a goal line stance like that. So I have a real problem with their faulty reasoning, in my opinion. And I think it's going to go. I think it's going to go by the wayside.
Well, Mike, I agree. And you talk about their faulty reasoning. The whole injury concern thing and the way they've cited that players get hurt, even though there's no data, is one of the most ridiculous rule change things I've ever seen. Like, yeah, there's been plenty of things in the NFL that have changed over the years because of real and legitimate injury data, right? The kickoff and the concussion numbers.
Kickoff.
Like, right. Right. That's
right,
one.
You're talking about momentum.
Yes.
There's more momentum on a handoff.
Yes. And all of that stuff. I'm for player safety. Like, I don't need it to be 1991 again and everyone just bangs their head into each other. Like, I'm okay with the game changing, but this just feels like they're coming up with reasons because they just don't like the play.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And that's psychology for you. They're going to come up with a lame reason to defend what they want to do, and it's not correct. Like I said, it's ridiculous reasoning. Just say, I don't want it. That's it. Don't give me a faulty reason. Don't freaking lie to me, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. If you don't like it, just say I don't like it. I could deal with that, but to sit there and stutter and try to make up different excuses of why you don't want to do it, to me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it, Mike. Man, we preached the phone call. Well, that's what it is, and even the thing that Diana Rossini brought up today that even perhaps the Packers were the team that was the one to make the proposal, so no one could say, well, it was that owner, right? Like, because they don't have a principal owner. They don't have their Jeffrey Lurie. They don't have their Jerry Jones. They don't have their Bob Kraft. It's a public team. So, you know, who do we blame from the Packers, right? If it was the Cowboys, we would say Jerry Jones wants this out because he hates the Eagles.
Yeah.
So they really are jumping through hoops to get this play out. That's why when this vote comes down, I don't think we're going to win, Hugh, because if Goodell's going this far, he's going to get what he wants.
No, I don't think we're going to win either, Joe. I feel like when you like I told you, I told a story about when you had to call in favors and call people to figure out where it's at, it's probably not going to go your way.
Yeah, you know you're fighting uphill.
Yeah, you're cooked. And it just feels like that's going to be the case. But I think the Eagles will be fine. This is just another feather in the cap as far as having motivation to be better than everybody else this season.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Ron and Monco talking some Phils as they're on pace for 99 wins. What's up, Ron?
Are fighting.
That's right.
So, you know, I just popped you guys on, you know, and that's... I've been wanting to call in, but there was really nothing going on. So, but I just heard
appreciate
it all just in time. It's like, it's not the brown gorilla or even like the silverback gorilla. It's the white gorilla.
No, it's not.
The white gorilla.
It's the vanilla.
No, it's the vanilla gorilla.
Vanilla gorilla.
It's the vanilla gorilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah, okay. I screwed that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So listen. Don't get all crazy about coming back and beating up on the Rockies. Okay. I'm gonna give you the theme here. If you haven't seen the theme with the Phillies, and this is the theme they've had for a long time, especially in the last 2 years. Okay. Yeah. What they do, okay, a quality, above average, the top quality pitching, they can't touch it, okay? So what they do is they're beating up the little guys, they get into the bullpen, and they destroy them. So their runs are not scored until the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, really in the 7th, 8th inning. That's when they're scoring all the runs, okay? Now, what do you think is going to happen when they get into the playoffs?
Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder to do that. I mean, that's most teams in the playoffs have quality bullpens. Yeah,
right. And then you got this losing this guy over here. I'm sitting here watching this guy throw 102. I think he hit 103 that one night. And I'm saying to myself, my God, he's throwing guests like I said to myself, I've never seen him throw 102. Never. I seen him throw 100. I seen him touch 101 maybe once or twice in the time he's been here. He's throwing every pitch 102. Okay, you think people ain't watching you? They monitor everything in the MLB. That's why he got popped. Okay, because they see the gas that this guy's throwing, and they look at his history, and it's you know 1 and 1 = 2 here. You know what I mean?
So, feeling good about the Phillies or not?
You know what? I'm just watching them. And I'm telling you, I'm just not going crazy for him ever, because once they get to the playoffs.
Hey, that was timely right there, Kyle. That was a good drop.
Yeah, once they get to the playoffs, it's gonna be probably one and done.
Damn.
You know, I think so. But I'm telling you, I can say this, guys. I can say this. I see guys on this team that are trying to do the small ball thing and work the pitcher. I do see some of these guys doing it. So if they want to
really come.
Actually, I think this is Ron's best phone call. I mean, one of the better ones.
Anything else, Ron?
No, it's a shame.
Okay. Ron, we appreciate you, buddy.
You know what? That's why people don't like us.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talking in this segment, we went through your Costco order, we saw race relations, and we played Ron Fermanco right off the stage, telling me people don't like us. Come on.
That was so rude. That was just so rude.
I just, like, you know.
Hey, Ron, I apologize on behalf of the show.
I thought there was a chance he was going to bring him back, and he just played him right out. See you, Ron. Ron is not enthused by the 99-win pace league.
Yeah, it's, you know.
They have the best record in baseball. NL.
What can they do?
That's what I meant.
What can they do if you're not, like.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. I mean, yeah. I mean,
dang, I had the hyperbole moment. You just took it from me.
I mean, they have the best record in the NL. Record.
Yeah, okay, I take that, though. I mean,
it's still good, yeah. They jumped ahead of the Mets, who are having all sorts of Juan Soto problems right now.
He's not happy. I don't understand.
He might not be happy. He's not running the ball out when he hits it. The manager up there is answering
what,
for
what
it.
What if he quit? Like, say,
quit?
No.
He's got $780 million to show up for 15 years.
First of all,
quit.
No, but Joe, my thing is, this is his first year into this deal.
Yeah.
And there's already speculation that he's not happy. What is he going to do? Like, what are you going to do?
Keep showing up.
They're going to try to get rid of him
I'll take him. I mean, well, we're all rooting for their downfall. So the worse this goes, the better it is. Let's go to Bob in Drexel Hill. What's up, Bob?
Okay. First of all, that was weak. I got to follow that, okay, with the Rocky theme. But anyway, I want to say this. The whole NFL is going to suffer from this if they ban it. Okay? You got Lamar Jackson going around from the 3-yard line, gets stuck at the 1, and everybody comes up and pushes him in.
Mm-hmm.
You got Josh Allen coming up, you know, doing the same thing from the 4-yard line on the quarterback sneak, and they put him in. How is the NFL going to regulate this? Amani Cooper catch the ball at the 3, and he's starting to struggle, and two offensive linemen come up and push him in the end zone. I don't get it. How are they going to regulate this?
Well, they're going to call a 10-yard penalty, Bob.
Well, what's going to happen, and this is usually how it happens, because we've seen this before. Remember when they changed the rule about roughing the passer? Remember that? And how in the preseason – they were dropping a lot of flags for roughing the passer. Like it was just egregious how many times they're doing it. And then after a while, it just went away because guys stopped doing it. They stopped taking chances hitting the quarterback. You know, you'll probably have a few people early in the season that at the ref's discretion, if they see it or they think that's what it is, they're probably going to overcall it, if you understand what I'm saying when I say that. They're going to overcall it. And they're going to overcall it. And then after they do that, then it's going to be in everybody's head and they're not going to do it anymore.
But listen, I'll show you my age. I remember when the guys would go into the line and try to get a first down, and they blow the whistle. Forward progress was stopped.
Yep.
That's what this is going to be.
Yeah.
You can't do it no more.
Well, they are opening up, and you're right. It's a new can of worms they're opening up. I mean, they don't like the play. I mean, this is Goodell. He doesn't want the play anymore, and he's calling it favors. It's ridiculous. Bob, good phone call. All right, we are still planning to have the Nick Sirianni press conference when he gets to the podium. Yeah, you called it. He's brand new.
I told you.
This
Kyle.
Is not brand new. This is exactly what he's always done.
This is brand because it's not. Okay. Wait, but you say it was 15 minutes late before, right?
Yeah, he's a little.
He's going on 30.
The press conferences have started. He's just not the first one.
Oh, they have.
Might be Elliot's fault. He gave us the thought that Sirianni would be first up to the podium. Might not.
So
now
we blame Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
With a straight face.
I'm looking for someone to blame. Okay, before we try to get to Sirianni, when he speaks, this is the first time he's speaking after signing a new deal, so we want to hear from Nick Sirianni. Of course, he'll probably be asked for the tush push again as the vote's about to come down. We did find out something new. This show's been all over the place. I mean, we've solved race relations.
Like
we had
day.
A big debate with Jolly. We talked about Schwarber and Harper. We also opened with finding out that Hugh Douglas had a past we didn't know about involving Irish step dancing. We have some audio of Hugh back in the day. Let's listen to this.
It's the final weekend of Six Nations Rugby. And there's only one thing left to make my rugby education complete, Irish step dancing. I'm here with Kevin Brosler, former national and world champion step dancer. What can you tell me about the sport step dancing?
Well, Irish dancing comes from Ireland, obviously, and it's been handed down for centuries.
You think I have what it takes to be a dancer?
Well, I know football players are supposed to be light in their feet. I hope you're light in your feet.
I used to be. I don't know how light I am now, but we're about to find out.
We're about to find out. Irish dancing is based on threes and sevens.
Okay.
So we'll start with a count of seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, turn. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I like the way you laugh, Kyle.
Threes.
It makes me
one, two, three.
Feel some
two,
kind of
two,
like,
three. This is three, great. Two, three. Four, two, three. Five, two, three. Six, two, three. Seven, two, three. Eight, two, three.
Now he's laughing.
Well, I think we have a prodigy
on
him,
right?
He's amazing. Pick up those feet, Hugh.
That are listening.
I can't wait to see what he looks like tomorrow.
They want to see.
Oh, we posted the video.
Oh, damn.
Are you excited? I'm so excited. Are you excited?
Seriously? Yeah.
Is this your first time doing this? Mine too. This is going to be so exciting.
I didn't know you posted the video.
Yeah, we did.
This is it. This is what I've been waiting for. I've been practicing all since yesterday. Hey, see you guys next year.
Good job, Hill.
So did you go back and see them next year?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh as an Irish step dancer. The past we didn't know about Hugh Douglas. All right, we'll come back at your phone calls. We'll get to you people if time allows. And we will have for you. Nick Sirianni, as soon as he gets the podium, coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on Moonshots, you take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No!